Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about Relay for Life of Ogemaw County, the logistics chairperson, Vicki Seltz-Barnes. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show to talk about, well, Relay for Life coming up this weekend, isn't it?
It is July 21st through Sunday, July 22nd, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, so you're doing it the old-fashioned way. I know many relays in the area have gone to shorter hours and a little more compact schedule, but you guys are doing it the way it used to be done, those full 24 hours.
Well, we tried for a couple of years doing the 12-hour,
yeah.
And it was good, but we really missed the camaraderie in the middle of the night when we're walking around the track, and it's quiet and peaceful, and we can, get to know our fellow teammates and the teams that are there on the track, and so we decided this year we were going to add some spice back into it and go back to 24 hours. We also changed our location from the Irons Park in West Branch to the beautiful Toll-Free Wellness Park right beside the Mid-Michigan Medical Center in West Branch,
We're
really excited about that. I don't know if you've ever been out to that park, but it is awesome.
You're right. Great place to have a relay. Well, let's talk about the 24 hours. What's going to be happening during that full day?
10 a.m. is our opening ceremony, and that is the big one to get started. And we have some fun things going on. We have speakers who will speak about the day in the life of a cancer patient. So we start with the receptionist who takes that first doctor's appointment call, and we go through all of the different people who touch the cancer patient and their family's life within a 24-hour period. So, the radiologists and the doctors and the team that works on everybody. And from the very beginning to the very end of that whole process, we have someone who is going to talk a little bit about what they do, how they help the cancer patient and their family.
Then
so that's our opening ceremony. That's at 10, and then those people will also lead the Relay for Life in the first opening lap at 10 o'clock. It's going to be really neat, very heartwarming and memorable, and you'll learn some new things that you probably didn't know before. So that's 10 o'clock. Then the big thing after that is the Survivor event, and the Survivor event starts at noon, and everybody who has been diagnosed with cancer, it's the moment they're diagnosed with cancer, they become a survivor.
Right.
And sometimes I think people think you have to have done the fight and you've been in remission for years and then you're considered a survivor, but that's not the case. If you have had cancer, the moment you're diagnosed, you become a survivor. And we want to celebrate and, even more importantly, support those people and their caregivers. And one of the ways we can do that is at the Survivor Ceremony. We provide a free lunch, drinks and everything this year, so we're really excited about that. The survivor and one of their caregivers can come, have a free lunch, get a free t-shirt. We just baby them and pamper them and let them know how great they are.
Then the next big event's the Fight Back event, right?
The Fight Back event happens in the evening. I think it's 6 o'clock, and that is where we can get involved and learn how we can fight back against cancer. And I think all of us listening have been touched by it in some way or another,
right.
And we want to fight against it.
And maybe the most touching the highlight of Relay is always that Luminaria ceremony.
Yes, it is, and that happens at dusk. Our Luminaria bags are set out around the whole track on both sides, so we have a great path to walk, and we have names scrolling on a big PowerPoint screen of people who are in honor of and in memory of those that we have lost to cancer. And it is, like you said, extremely touching,
yeah.
A big highlight, and people come out sometimes just for the Luminaria. We, of course, would love them to come out for the whole 24
right.
hours, but we'll take you for an hour or the whole thing, but the Luminaria is definitely a no-miss on that.
And then, of course, throughout the day and through the overnight, the teams have events set up and things like that, so you can stay busy all 24 hours, actually.
Oh, yes. You can stay busy, or you can sit in your lounge chair
right.
and watch everybody, or you can log a lap. We've got concession stands this year, so there'll be lots of food around, and hey, there's going to be a dunk tank. I remember I met you when you were doing
yes.
a dunk tank over at the Ogemaw Relay about, 20 years ago?
About that, yeah, wow.
Come on over. We'd be happy to put you in a dunk tank.
I may have to celebrate my 20th anniversary and do that. I just might
yeah,
come on
Yeah, that would
out.
Be fun.
All right, well, all that's going on, and then we have the closing ceremony on Sunday morning.
At 10 a.m., we'll be highlighting the money that we've raised,
mm-hmm.
the friends that we've made, the impact that we're making to fight cancer, and then not very far after that, we start planning for next year, but the closing ceremony is good. We do the big final lap, and it's always touching as well, just because
yeah.
We've been up for 24 hours, and we're fighting cancer. Cancer doesn't sleep, so neither do we.
Exactly. Relay for Life of Ogemaw County. It'll be at Toll-Free Wellness Park, 10 a.m. Saturday morning through 10 a.m. Sunday morning. That's July 21st and 22nd. And Vicki, we went through things pretty quick. If they want more information, what's the best way for them to get some info?
Well, they can always call me 989-312-0886 or go to relayforlife.org and type in 48661, which is West Branch's zip code, and then you can find out things that are going on as well. But I would love to talk to anybody if they want to come. You don't have to belong to a team. Come and you'll become part of our team. We'd love to have you and your family and friends, and if you just want to check out an on-site relay, because we don't have as many of those up in Northeast Michigan right now,
right.
we'd love for you to come and join us.
Sounds good. She is the logistics chair chairperson for Ogemaw County Relay for Life, Vicki Seltz-Barnes. Vicki, always a pleasure, and now we'll look forward to seeing you for Relay for Life.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and all your listeners.